Yeah, yesterday was real good. You know, we were dirty on ourselves for that game. We didn't play Wildcats basketball, and it's shown. We got beaten by a team playing harder than us, and that should never, ever happen. And the guys are dirty on it. They're still restless about it, and we're ready to go on Friday night.
What's your intelligence about Kevin Lish?
Look, just I'll be surprised and shocked if he doesn't play. You know, he's a warrior. Marvellous what they can do these days with tape it and other stuff, but we expect him to play.
Are you making any changes for tomorrow night's game to kind of stop what happened last night?
Yes, but I can't give you that information on camera. But yeah, you can say yes.
Trevor, did you put a big focus into kind of chat about the defence this week? That was a big
difference. It was pretty poor. You know, the 104 points, it's not Wildcats basketball, and we got away from supporting each other and having each other's back, and it showed out on the scoreboard. And you know, we pride ourselves on our toughness and our relentlessness, and that went missing on Sunday, and we're looking for a welcome return on Friday night.
Fair to say the boys were probably, that one they thought was already in the fridge and locked away, and they're thinking maybe a game ahead.
Yeah, I think looking back, we're a little bit dirty on ourselves. You know, even the coaching staff, that we there's a couple of things that we should have done to be more proactive with that. And look, that's why it's a best of three series, and that's why we play the regular season to find out who gets home court advantage, and we're looking forward to that Friday night.
Do you really sort of hammer them with tape, hoping that they'll get a little bit of a chip on their shoulder?
Oh, they got a chip on their shoulder, don't worry about that. It's pride. It hurt them on Sunday, and that pride, you know, the back's against the wall. This is a do or die game, and we know what this team does under pressure, and we're looking forward to Friday night.
And how do you approach it? I know after last Friday, you're a bit critical of yourself and how you handle the referees, but it seemed like you were lacking a little bit of your usual fire Sunday as well.
Yeah, look, I think we're all dirty, you know, players, coaches, about that performance, so we'll rectify that on Friday night.
How's the big fella, coach?
Yeah, we had to do some management with him throughout the week, but look, he's prepared to play Friday night, and so we're trying to get the best out of him we can. And look, Nate's a big-time player. He's played in not only World Championships, but over in Europe, big-time, big stage. And he'll come to the party Friday night.
Joining Mangrove?
Yes.
How much of the case with Nate, just, you know, when do you decide he's pulling up too sore? Because that was a bit of Sunday's game. He was pulling up, and, you know, did you take him off quick enough?
Yeah, look, it was probably those two games. It was playing Friday, playing on the plane Saturday, and then the drive down on the Saturday. So just the combination of everything doesn't do the back great work, especially when you're sitting in small seats and he's a big boy. So, look, we had to do some maintenance this week to make sure he's right for Friday night, and so he'll be fine Friday night.